Now, if that is not blatant murder, then I don't know what is. And what this brings me to is a very important principle. It is obvious. It has been obvious. I don't know how many more examples that people need before understanding how obvious it is that those running this system do not have our interest at heart. We mean nothing to them. They murder us with impunity, without any kind of, you know, punishment or being called to task. I mean, how many examples do we need? This comes to what I started out talking about. The Panthers said, all power to the people. What MOVE is saying is that all power is in the people. And it is past time that we flex our muscle and demonstrate that power in our defense. In defense. MOVE people do not want to see any more babies bombed and burned alive. We don't want to see any more Mumia Abu Jamals almost killed by this system in December of 81, sentenced to death, sitting on death row for a crime he didn't commit. And then when the people fight and do what's necessary to get him off of death row, now they're trying to kill him. The words medical neglect are very clear. It's understood. But I'm saying ain't no damn neglect there. They are actively trying to kill Mumia. And we are going to be on the case, just like Mumia always had our back, the people's back. We got to have his back. MOVE ain't no rotten merchants. We ain't no rotten merchants. You do right by us, we gonna do right by you.
That's right.
You know? So we have Mumia's back. My sister Pam Africa right now is organizing a trip to Harrisburg tomorrow to have a big press conference and to step to these politicians, Pennsylvania politicians, and put them on the spot, you know, to do what they need to do to save Mumia's life. But what I'm saying is, these people have shown us that they don't give a damn about us. You know? I mean, when Mike Brown was killed, when Eric Garner was killed, these are just two outstanding examples. They organized a grand jury. And I'm scratching my head saying, grand jury? What the hell are people waiting for a grand jury decision for? If Mike Brown or Eric Garner had been accused of killing Darren Wilson and whatever name the other cop was, do you think they would have been on the street waiting for a grand jury? They would have been in jail, under the jail, and maybe dead, you know? But people accepted a grand jury, you know, making a decision, looking into it, and making a decision. Come on. Come on. And we see what happened. We see what happened. Again, how many examples do people need before we finally get it, that justice is not going to be handed to us? We have to fight for it and take it, demand it and take it, and refuse to accept anything else. Refuse to accept anything less. Until we get that kind of mentality, until we have that kind of commitment and sincerity, nothing is going to change. Because those running this system don't believe shit stinks. Because why would that? Why would that? You know? It is up to the people, up to us, to let them know that there's a new sheriff in town. And what we will accept and what we absolutely will not accept. And anybody that has a problem with that, that don't feel compelled to go that way, to take that kind of stand, that's fine. That's your prerogative, as Bobby Brown said. But don't complain when your child is killed by cops, or your husband, your father, you know, is beat to death, choked to death by cops. Don't complain. Don't complain about nothing, because nothing is going to change until we change it. These people will yield nothing without pressure. The only time they do anything right is when they're forced to do it by the people. And the thing that the people have to get in our heads is that we have the power to do that. We have the power to do that. But you can have a strong arm, powerful arm, muscles all out to here. But if you leave that arm dangling at your side and you never use it, never lift it, never use it for anything, you're going to lose that muscle, that power. And when you call on it, it's not going to be there. It's going to what they call atrophy, just start wasting away. Well, that is what will happen. It's already happening, but it's not too late. That is what is happening to the power in the people. And it's happening that way because people have allowed those running this system to trick and confuse people into thinking that we have no power. That we have no power. And like I said, that's the biggest lie, biggest con game ever existed. You know? So we better wake up. We better stand up. We better get on the move and stay on the move. Yeah. And become clear on what your priority is. Move is not saying that you should never go to a movie, a party, any of the things, listening to music or whatever you enjoy, you know, that takes pressure off of you. We're not saying don't do any of those things. What we're saying is don't let those things be your priority. Let your freedom be your priority. Nothing should be more important to you than your freedom. The freedom of your babies and their babies and their babies. Move don't just fight for us. We don't just fight for us. First of all, we fight for all life, but we fight for our children, their children. We work hard to set an example so that our children, stand up Lisa and Brianna and Chad, Will. We fight, Rain, sorry, so that, Kareem, but we fight for our children so that they have a strong example to look to and relate to, you know, and so they won't have to go through the things that we have gone through. You know? That's how... Okay, y'all can sit down. That is what drives us, and it's what should drive you.
Right.
It should drive everybody. So think about that. Get on the right track, you know? Let anything that you're involved in have a revolutionary tint to it. If you're a singer, sing about revolution, you know? If you're a dancer, choreograph dances about revolutionary people or revolutionary, you know, situations, incidents, all right? If you're a teacher, teach your pupils. I mean, I know you have a curriculum, but when you give them essays to do, book reports or whatever, slide it in there about, you know, various people and books. I mean, if you're a poet or a rapper, rap and do poetry about revolutionary figures and incidents. There is no reason in the world that our young people should know every stat of whatever sports figure, excuse me, every song that Lil Wayne made, you know, or any other person made, but ask them about Moo, Leonard Peltier, Mutulu Shakur, you know, any other revolutionary figure, and they're like, huh, who's that? They don't know anything about that. That's a problem. That's a problem. Harriet Tubman, people recognize her and talk about her. But to me, one of the most important things about Harriet Tubman is what she meant when she said she freed a lot of slaves, but she could have freed a whole lot more if only they knew they were slaves, you know? I mean, it's a whole lot of folks, black and white and otherwise, walking around that don't have the slightest clue that they're slaves. They better wake up and find out, you know? Better wake up and find out. So, you know, I've talked a while, and I definitely want to leave time for questions and comments, and hopefully maybe Chad and Brianna and Ring can set up the table back there. Okay. So I've said what I wanted to say. I will end with, hold up. I will end with, long live the Move 9, long live Mumia Abu-Jamal, long live Dr. Mutulu Shakur, Cindy Adam Coley, long live, Marilyn Buck has passed, but long live her spirit, you know, long live all freedom fighters, long live Earth First, the Earth Liberation Front, Animal Liberation. Long live all those that believe in the principle of freedom. Long live those that believe in protecting and respecting life. Long live the spirit of resistance, and down with this rotten ass system. Yeah. Before we take questions and comments, I just want to make sure that people know that May 13th, which is a Wednesday, we have organized a huge day of commemoration. We're going to start, there's flyers that they will put out back there. It starts at 11 a.m. at 62nd and Osage, the scene of the bombing, with a huge rally and then a press conference. Then people are going to march, skate, bike, jog, car caravan down to 37th and Chestnut to the University Lutheran Church, where food vendors will be set up and people can get something good to eat. Hopefully the marchers and bikers, etc., will get there by 2 o'clock, hopefully, and have 2 hours to eat, chill for a minute, and then come over to 3801 Market Street, First District Plaza, for the program, where we have Angela Davis, who sent a filmed message for May 13th, Alice Walker, who sent a filmed message for May 13th, Dr. Cornell West, Dr. Ward Churchill, Fred Hampton Jr., Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., son of the assassinated Black Panther in Chicago, Chairman Fred Hampton. We have Glenn Ford from the Black Agenda Report. It's just going to be great. We have Amina Baraka, the widow of the late Amiri Baraka, and she is a poet and speaker in her own right. It's going to be a great program. We have a little entertainment, too. We have the Universal African Dance and Drum Ensemble. They are off the charts. They are wonderful. We have Impact Theater from New York. They are dancers and singers, organized and coordinated by a Panther, a brother named Jamal Joseph, who says there's no such thing as an ex-Panther, former Panther. He's been working with the youth for decades now. An activist attorney from New York named Alton Maddox, who disbarred him because he couldn't be silenced, couldn't be bought off or made to compromise. It's just going to be a great, great program. So put it on your calendar. If you got to cancel a few other things, do it. And come on out and join us, okay? All right, questions, comments? Oh, come on now. Come on. You have the opportunity to find out about MOVE from MOVE, not from the media or some fool that thinks they know more about MOVE than MOVE. You have the opportunity to ask a MOVE person a question about MOVE. Don't blow it. Don't let it get by you. I saw hands over here. Yeah. Yeah. Stand up.
This is more of a comment. I grew up in South Dakota, and I remember watching on the news what happened. I was like pretty young, and did not really understanding what was happening or like why.
It's because there was no understanding in it.
Yeah, and also being like very young and being like.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Hi, I was working in a documentary writing class this semester, and basically what I started following was a fifth grade drill team at Cree Elementary, whose former drill master was son of Russell Monroe Shoes, and was Chops, who was killed last year. And basically my question is I have had so much trouble keeping quiet about the PSSA and that these boys have to take this PSSA. And I just really connect with this philosophy. So from the MOVE philosophy, what do you tell these boys when they're in a system of power, but you know that agency is more powerful than that power?
It's not.
Yeah.
That's what we tell them. It's not. We encourage particularly young people to realize their power. We teach young men that have a gang mentality and want to jump on each other, shoot and kill each other. We're like, what are you doing? You think you're bad, you're tough? Well, let a cop step over here and tell you that you're doing something wrong and handcuff you and you have to go before a judge. You're standing up there, yes, sir. Yes, Your Honor. What happened to all that toughness? We're not trying to take the fight and the fire out of you. We're just saying nowhere to direct it. Not at each other. Our only means of getting this system off our back is unity, is understanding that we are not each other's enemy. There is nothing that any one of you could do to me that is worse than what this system can do to me and has done to me. So if somebody taps me on my shoulder and somebody else punches me in the mouth, why am I going to go after the one that taps me on my shoulder when somebody done punched me in my mouth? You know, we have to really start looking at things the right way. And what John Africa have taught us is that the real revolution, the true revolution, the revolution that MOVE has been engaged in for over 40 years now, is not confronting cops, judges, prosecuting attorneys, etc. It's confronting the cop, judge, prosecuting attorney, you know, the system in us, in here. We, you know, we have to retrain our thinking. We have to do that. We've been brainwashed and taught wrong, which is why we don't send our children to this system schools, because they miseducate you and their only goal is to make you a slave, a robot to this system, and believe in the system and everything that the system tells you, including going home and your mother or father tells you something and you be, because Miss So-and-so said, you know? I mean, what's wrong with that picture? You know? We have to really retrain our thinking. We really do. And that is the first step to revolution and to getting this system off our back. Understanding that everything it has taught us is wrong and is against our own interests and in the interest of this system. Everything they have trained in us is in their interest, not ours. And the sooner we understand that, the better off we'll be. The thing that I will say about that, and the protest in New York over Eric Garner as well, is that it is refreshing to see people standing up and saying, we ain't taking this. This is absolutely unacceptable. But what really dominates my thinking about it is that obviously these cops and these officials of this system have gotten the wrong message. They believe that they can just kill people with impunity and nobody's going to stop them. Nothing is going to be done about it. And the crux of it is, one major reason they feel that way is because they dropped a bomb on people. Burnt babies alive. Where was the outcry? Where were people taken to the streets and saying, oh, hell no. Didn't happen. I'm not saying that people were not outraged by what happened. I'm not saying that a lot of people agreed with what happened with Moody. But I'm saying that those feelings were not turned into action. And I'll talk in just a minute about why. But the thing is, if these cops felt like they could bomb and murder, burn babies alive, and it's business as usual, why wouldn't they think that they can just shoot people in the street and choke people to death in the street? Why wouldn't they feel that way? What would make them think otherwise?